USA Radio News with Mike Fortier.
New Orleans prepping for a major hurricane. The National Hurricane Center's latest update has Ida in the southeastern Gulf with maximum sustained winds of 80 miles an hour. The storm expected to make landfall on the northern Gulf Coast late Sunday or early Monday, possibly as a Category 4 storm. A hurricane warning in effect for parts of Louisiana, including Metro New Orleans. Many parents may be worried about sending kids back to school as COVID shows no signs of slowing down. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky Friday and her advice for school leaders.
Evidence has repeatedly demonstrated that multi-layer prevention strategies, such as vaccination for all children and adults who are eligible, masks for all students, teachers, staff, and visitors, ventilation, cohorting, physical distancing, and screening testing, work to prevent the spread of COVID in schools.
She adds schools should implement as many of these prevention layers as possible simultaneously. This is USA Radio News.
The Giza Dream Sheets are the perfect companion to a MyPillow, the best thing you'll ever put on your bed. Call 1-800-951-8175. Ask for the Giza Dream Sheets special you get, by the way, by using my promo code USA. You can go online also to MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Listener Special. You can save up to 66% on anything in the MyPillow website. Check it out. MyPillow.com, promo code USA. Friends, Mike Lindell's My Pillow, My Slippers make my feet feel better than they have in about 20 years. My Pillow proprietary foam, memory foam, patented impact gel, indoor-outdoor soles. You won't want to take them off, or Mike Lindell will give you your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and save 40% using my promo code USA.
Investigators looking into the origins of COVID released their findings. Here's Wendy King.
The government has released an unclassified report on how COVID-19 began. U.S. health experts say there's little evidence that it was developed as a biological weapon, but there's less confidence that it was not genetically engineered. Two U.S. agencies are saying there's not enough evidence to decide either way. The report also says it's not likely Chinese officials knew about the virus before the pandemic hit. The DNI report said the intelligence community won't be able to settle on an explanation without additional information. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
The man who killed Robert Kennedy could soon be free. A California parole board Friday recommending the release of Sirhan Sirhan. The 77-year-old shot Kennedy to death in 1968, but two of Kennedy's sons advocated for his parole. California Governor Gavin Newsom would review the parole board's recommendation. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The fall of Afghanistan introduced the world to a new terrorist group. Timberg has more on ISIS-K.
President Biden says the United States will continue to evacuate people out of Afghanistan following the deaths of 13 American service members in the ISIS-K suicide bombings. Regarding who exactly ISIS-K is, Jim Hansen is the president at the Security Studies Group. He tells Fox News,
ISIS-K is a bunch of Taliban guys who thought that the Taliban wasn't savage and barbaric enough for them. So they split off and formed their own group. And I guess if they got in control, rather than just shooting women in the back of the head at the soccer stadium, they might do live beheadings on pay-per-view. They're obviously a menace, and I think we need to go ahead and consider them, you know, the prime threat to U.S. troops on the ground right now.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The U.S. taking out an ISIS-K planner in an unmanned airstrike Friday. This following the suicide attack Thursday at the Kabul airport that killed 13 U.S. service members. Retired Navy SEAL Commander Dave Sears tells CBS News that attack should change our withdrawal plans.
You can show the Taliban, we're not leaving. You broke this agreement. So until every single U.S. citizen is out, we're not leaving. Now, you make that the mission, and that's the mission. If we're getting everybody out, and then we leave, and we're reconstituting our equipment, we're destroying our equipment on the way out, and then we leave.
He also advises retaking the Bagram Air Base to help in evacuation efforts. This is USA Radio News.